Hello, Andres. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Please forgive me if I'm not. I received your email and you have asked some really good questions, and I wanted to just try to quickly give you the answer. You're basically asking, can a person work? Can a person be in business and truly follow God? Can a person come up with something or create something and have a business idea and truly follow God? My friend, the answer to that question is absolutely yes. And that is the reality for the majority of Christians. Yes, yes, yes. Probably only 1 out of 1,000 Christians are called into what we would call full-time vocational ministry, like myself, where I spend all of my time ministering to other people, such that I don't have time to have another job, okay? But for most of us, and when I started my ministry, I had to work and do this, just like Paul. Paul made tents for a while, and I made videos for a while, until God called me to dedicate my full-time efforts to the ministry. So for the most people, my work-life ministry situation would be odd for them. Most people are not going to be called into a full-time ministry, okay? So the Bible commands all over the place that believers are to work with their hands. Paul had, you know, basically a business. He was selling tents, right? So he made the tents and sold them. So that's a business. He's doing something useful with his hands. Then we see him say things like, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. Not as working unto men, but working unto God. He also said, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether word or deed. Okay? He told the Thessalonians, make your ambition to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and work with your hands. He also said in that same church that if a man doesn't work, he shall not eat. So working is absolutely important in the Christian faith. It is very much what you're supposed to do, okay? But how you work and what you do will be heavily influenced by your faith. I just made a message for a gentleman not too long ago where I went through the teachings of Christ and quickly summarized. In fact, I think I'm going to try to find that message for you and send it to you so that you can hear. It'll go into more detail on this. But basically, the teachings of Christ will be influential in how you work. You will be a light to him. Your conscience won't allow you to do certain things that other people will do. You'll be honest in your dealings with other people. You'll be willing to be taken advantage of and cheated, trusting God to bless. You'll lean on and depend upon God for the blessing in your business and for the ideas and all that, rather than depending entirely on marketing or having the best storefront or having the best, you know, what have you. You are dependent on God. You depend on him. And you probably work different hours than typical Western workers would. You wouldn't work probably as hard because you're going to have more time for God. You're going to put more emphasis on your relationship with God, and you'll think about him throughout your whole day. And when you find something that's difficult, you'll immediately have the habit over years of depending upon the Father, and you'll be in sentence prayer throughout the day. Oh, Father, thank you so much for this rich blessing of this client or of this idea or of this blessing or this favor, or Father, for this challenge because it taught me something. And you'll depend upon him in everything you do. And you will steward your finances in a way that help you live a basic life, help other people that maybe don't have their needs being met all the time as God brings them across your path. And perhaps you'll use any excesses towards the increase of the kingdom of God, storing up treasures in heaven, not on earth. Your work mindset will always be that this is something very temporary, that you know that you're keeping your heart and mind focused on things above, but that you're simply working with your hands to do something to provide for yourself. That's very honorable, my friend. It's a very God-like thing. God is at work. Jesus said in John chapter 8, my Father is always at work, and I also must work. So work is a good thing. It's, again, what do you use it for? It's like sex. Sex is a good thing as long as it's used in a godly way, right? Food is a good thing as long as it's used in a godly way. These things can all be perverted, and so can work. You can turn it into, hey, I want to be a superstar entrepreneur. Hey, I'm just doing this because I want to be free. Hey, I'm just doing this because I want to make a bunch of money, or I want to be known, or I want to solve some worldly problem. Well, then your motives are less than godly, right? So it all comes down to, first of all, at the foundation of everything, you should only be doing what you believe is God's will for your life. Now, if I were not in full-time ministry, you can tell I already lived like this. If you listen to my stories, I wanted God's input and guidance on my life. So if I were you and it were me, I'd be praying very heavily about, Father, what would you have for me? What would be a wise choice for me career-wise if I hadn't already picked one? And if I had and I was reevaluating it, I might ask the same thing. I think Father would tell you that it's wise to pick something that you're decent at, something that he's given you natural talents for. For example, it would never be good for me to think about, oh, I think I'm going to become a pilot. I'm just not that smart. Okay? So to use the natural talents God's given you, and perhaps even something you enjoy doing, or at least something that's useful and helps other people. Me personally, I love the idea of doing something simple that you don't even make a huge amount of money with, using your own hands. To me, there's nothing more dignified than producing work with your own hands that you can then sell or make a service for. I mean, I have a buddy and I who are praying about starting our own little simple business where we build something with our hands. And we both just have this longing to be able to build something. You could never make a really, really good living doing something like this because you're trading time for dollars. But man, would you sleep well? The sleep of a laborer is peaceful, and you would have such dignity from doing good old-fashioned hard work, man. I'm telling you, it's good for the soul. And you know, I'm not sure the Father's gonna let me do it or not, because I'm already have such a full-time effort in ministry, but it's a desire I have. You know, it's not something I've ever done. I've always traded my knowledge for money rather than time. I've always been one of those who bought into the whole idea of work smarter, not harder. And you know something? That's not biblical. There's nothing wrong if you're making something that you can reproduce and produce a lot of, but I'm telling you, there is something so dignified about trading an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. I've done very little of it in my life, and when I did, it was so dignified. You know, just a good old hard-fashioned labor or building something, something useful with your hands. You know, all these carpenters and plumbers and technicians and all that stuff around the world, man, such good dignity. It's hard work. You're not going to get rich doing it, but you can go to the grave with your head held high. And if you live well below your means and you're not living for this world, then you can get a tremendous amount of fulfillment and satisfaction from living like that. So I hope that basically answers your questions, my friend, by all means. You know, look, you just have to really surrender your heart to Jesus and be willing to do whatever he tells you to do. If he doesn't call you into a ministry, if he doesn't call you into some specific job or career, go find something that's wise. Find something you like, something you're decent at, something that will help other people. Put your hand to that plow. And I can assure you, for most people, God is not so concerned about what plow they put their hand to. In other words, God is not up there in heaven sweating it out if you pick beans instead of corn. Back in the day, the only thing you could do was to grow your own food, right? Or just build some simple thing. So your living was basically your crops and your food. You put the seed in the ground, and then the farmers trusted in God to bring the water, right? And the weather. So and to make the seed grow. So they had to depend on him. And that's a good picture of how we should view our work life today, I believe. Like for me, I put seeds in the ground and I ask God to water it and make them grow. Is I have to depend upon him in my work, in my ministry. So you can do the same thing in whatever business you have, trusting God to provide for you the right connections, the right people, the finances, the skills, the knowledge, the resources, all of that. You can totally trust God in your business. And now you've turned something secular into something spiritual. It's been sanctified by you yielding it to God. Okay? But God doesn't get all bent out of shape when you say, well, I think I'm going to be a plumber, or I think I'm going to go install windows. God's not so concerned about these things, man. We are, but God's not. Whatever you do, I mind you, the Holy Spirit wrote those words. Whatever you do, whatever work you do. So there, you have a choice, unless I say, God tells you to do something differently. Okay? And then if he tells you, no, I don't want you doing that. Like for me, he would not allow me to go back into motivational speaking and sales training. That's not what God was calling me to do. He called me out of it. So he would not let me go back into that. But he didn't mind me making story videos for a time. But at the same time, he made it very clear he didn't want me building a big business, hiring employees, and, you know, expanding the enterprise. He wanted me simply to do onesie-twosies, trading my time for dollars. And that's what I did. Just make sure that your heart is completely surrendered to God, and that he sees you're willing to do whatever you ask him, and you will be good. And he'll give you guidance. Okay? Just have a position of, all right, Father, I'm just going to do this work, but I'm always available for you to turn me in any direction you want and go anywhere you want, do whatever you want. And you'll never regret it, my friend. You'll never regret obeying God and at least living before him, surrendered and willing to do whatever he asked you to do. Okay? May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.